Well, you know, first of all, we are just, as a delegation, so proud that, you know, Paul has been selected as the VP. I think came through last night with his speech was talking about that hometown spirit that still is a part of his life. You know, talking about Janesville, Wisconsin, and about the streets of Janesville and the people of Janesville, I mean, we Wisconsinites, you know, get it. I think we have compassion for people. We have a good work ethic. And we try to get the job done when given the opportunity. And I think Paul Ryan looks at this position as a job that he knows he can get done. And so emotional, oh my gosh, we all were emotional because we've seen this young man grow up to be a fine young man, gentleman, who now stands before America as the nominee for the Vice President of the United States of America. So I was so tickled and, of course, emotional, but proud to be a Wisconsin delegate.
Tonight, the big grand finale, we'll hear from Senator Marco Rubio, and then the nomination of Mitt Romney and his much-anticipated speech. What are you hoping to hear him say tonight?
Well, I hope I hear him say more specifics about how he is going to move the country ahead. You know, in the hall, there is the debt cap that is ticking away. And I think we're all aware of the runaway spending and the debt that we're incurring as a country. It's got to stop. Him being involved in the economics and business ends of companies and just his life in general, I hope he is able to help in, you know, getting the country back, in getting our fiscal house back in order, and then we can move ahead. Hopefully he'll outline some of that tonight.
Well, is it going to be sad to leave Tampa? It's been a very friendly environment for you, and now you're going to come back to an extremely divided state.
Well, you know, I always look for areas of agreement in anything that I do, so hopefully we will have civility in all of our races, starting with the presidency on to the U.S. Senate race and some of our congressional seats. But I can tell you that when I get back, I intend to work very hard to make sure that Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan are elected on November.